Fort Snelling, the fort itself has a lot of, you know, to do with our us. There's a lot of things that has that's happened there. That it's for me at the age that I'm at, and the many times that I've been there for different occasions. I don't like the word occasion, but to be there for commemorations of some of the things that happened there, I'd like to think that Fort Snelling be a part of us, a part of the Dakota people, more than what it is. I know that a lot of things go there, but it's not, you can share things with that area. The things that we share in that area is because we know that a lot of our people lost their lives or suffered there. And when you go there, it's you feel all of the things that has happened there. You feel that. And it makes you feel, I know it makes me feel sad to think that how could anything like that happen to another race of people when they are people. They are put on this earth by the Creator. And why were they treated the way they were, that they were, we were like nothing, human life. They didn't look at it, at those people there as human beings. They let them suffer and just die. And if that was supposed to be their way of saying this is history, we're doing this, and if these people are going to be in our way, you know, why do we want to spend any time on them? You know, I always feel that way. I get mixed feelings when I'm there. But I do know that the spirit of our people are all around there. And that's what makes it a lot easier to go there and to do some of the ceremonies that we do, and that the run is made from there in December. They run from Fort Snelling in commemoration of all those that have gone before. And that takes that edge off, but you stop and think. I still do. I stop and think sometimes, why?